suit dragons and Hang Ten, and before that you heard the Jesus Mary Chain and Some Candy Talking. If the show sounds a little bit different this week, there are a number of reasons for that. First of all, as we've mentioned earlier, the studio's had a complete move round this week. Also, our engineers are doing various things to the transmitter and the system we use to transmit too, so you might find that Cosmos sounds a little bit different this week. Hopefully it sounds a lot better.
And if I had Wake Up in between records, the link would have been slightly better on that last record. Sorry, I didn't know it finished like that.
Don't worry about it.
A load of rubbish.
No, listen, this is radio, not brain surgery.
Okay,
fair. Let's enjoy it.
We will. Hi to Joanne and Anthony, and it says on the back of this one, it says, tell Tony to hurry up and make a drink. There you go.
That's from Joanne, is it?
That's from Joanne, yes. That's they're like, sort of like together. They both come from Arnold and Bessel, so hello to you.
Okay, putting a foot down with a firm hand by the sound of it.
And we'll link these two together, because I think they should be linked together. Hi to Sparks and Busby. Whoever Sparks and Busby. Busby are...
No idea.
And they're from Cardale in Nottingham. And it says here, a request for Tony and Joanne, the final countdown by Europe. Good luck on your engagement for the 21st of December.
Ah, just over a week ago. Ooh. Well done, Tony and Joanne. Good luck on your engagement.
Here's Europe and the final countdown. Hopefully in 1987 we're going to bring you some hits, as we did so rightly last year, or even this year. Cosmos Radio, Rockingham in Nottingham.
Oh,
Europe, and that's called The Final Countdown. I do hope you enjoyed the Cosmic Countdown last week. I certainly enjoyed doing it, did you?
It was fascinating. It really was. It was very interesting to see what you voted as the favourite singles. The Communards being number one, of course. Also, it turns out that that may well be the best-selling single of the year. We'll have to wait and see towards the end of the year when Gallup produce their list, of course. Very interesting for me to note that things like The Young Ones didn't make it, and Anita Dobson didn't make it into the top 100 even, and the biggest shock of all was George Michael's Different Corner didn't even make the top 100, despite being number one for a couple of weeks. Very surprising.
You've got one there, haven't you? One of these form things?
Yes, this one's from Will Rigmaroles from West Bridgeford. Hi, Will. And he says, I enclose the voting form, which was hijacked by my 9-year-old son, whose musical tastes haven't yet reached the refined state of his father's. So thank you very much, Will. Looking down your votes, you've got an interesting taste in music. Perhaps not typical of the cosmic listener here, but we'll play the next record for you. Okay, so just hang on.
And also got to say hello to Lynn Brown from Top Valley. It says, I have better taste than my husband Ian, that's Ian B, which we'll be hearing from in a moment. It says, please play Holding Back the Years by Simply Red for Ian, with love from Lynn. And it also says here, play some Human League. Well, if Human League brings some decent stuff out, we might play some.
Ooh, getting controversial.
And also, from the other half, Ian, the world's greatest pool player, Bod Brown...
Where do we get these listeners from, please?
From Top Valley. Now, this is a good one. It says, I think that all the forms should go into a big box and the winner drawn out who gets the top 10. His love just fell down.
Yes. Oh, the boss has just fainted here. Yes, it means more money.
It says, please play more Billy Idol. Last time we played Billy Idol, didn't we break that one? More punk, more rock, and less disco funk rubbish.
Yes.
And it says here, can I request The Spirit of Radio by Rush and play it for Lynn, my wife, with love and kissy things? And it says, P.S., what's a fuzzbox and how do you use it?
Now, don't you knock fuzzbox, all right? Lay off them.
Yes, they're the worst band of 1986, weren't they?
No, I like...
Come on, what is a fuzzbox?
Something to do with playing a guitar, isn't it? It goes...
Oh, one of those things.
It sounds a bit like a cat.
It says, P.S., please play their version of Spirit in the Sky.
Right, we'll dig that one out. Any excuse?
Oh, no, we're not playing. No, Ian, I tell you what, if I play you Rush, Spirit of Radio, we won't play Fuzzbox. All right, I'll do you a deal. Okay, well, shall we do him a deal?
Yeah, okay. Right, this is for Will Rigmaroles then, and also for Lynn. That's Ian Brown's wife.
With lots of love and kissy things.
Kissy things too.
Simply Red. And Holding Back Those Years.
Listen to the fear that's gone. Radio.
Rush and the Spirit of Radio. Sorry, we're having to cut the tracks a little bit short tonight, but we have got an immense amount of music to fit in, and we do want to fit in this session from a local band too, so sorry about cutting the request short, but they are two for the price of one there for Ian and Lynn.
And also hi to Clifford, is that, what's that say there? Is it Keechley or something?
Clifford Keetwee, it looks like, from Hina.
Keetwee.
Or Keetwee.
Keetwee. Is it something foreign? Hi Clifford, hi to you. And it says here, has Cosmos got plans to broadcast in stereo? Answer that.
Me?
Yeah, you answer.
I don't know. Just a minute. We've got an engineer out there. Just plug in.
Is he listening?
He's listening, yeah. Our engineer here has got a phobia of microphones. He won't come anywhere near microphones, but he's speaking to me now from the other side of the glass. And the answer to your question is yes and no, apparently. Yes and no. We have, our transmitter will cope with stereo. It has a stereo capability, apparently. And we may be using that by February time, okay?
Mm. Also, hello to Ian. We had this the other way. Ian Radford from Basford, who we said hello to. I mean, Ian Radford from Basford. And he put on the back of his slip, if I can find it, Madonna True Blue, Madonna Jimmy Jimmy, Madonna Like a Virgin, Madonna Where's the Party, Madonna Dress You Up. He gave them all three, and they weren't on the slip. Also, hi to Fitz out, it says here, out here in Huthwaite. And it says on the back here, Dave Patrick from Huffway, it says, please play Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White because he's always blowing his own trumpet.
Who's that for? Is that for Joe, is it?
That's especially for Joe, yes. Right. Who else we got here? Mike Parkin, or Mick Parkin, sorry, my mate, who lives in Kilburn. I say my mate, it says on the back here, what should have been entered? Stranglers and Forever the Sun. Stevie Nicks, I Can't Wait. And I got a little letter here. I like letters. It says, Dear Uncle Michael Megahertz, come on, give us some more oldies for a change. How about some Queen, Marillion, or Eagles, not forgetting Quo, i.e. less of this current stuff. And it says, cheers. And it also says, how about a connection competition where the winner selects three songs or whatever for the following week's competition?
Sounds good to me.
Worth thinking about. So especially for you, Mick.
And also for Joe, too.
And Joe, too. Here is the Eagles, Hotel California.
On a dark desert highway, cool.
said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember,
Radio, rocking them in Nottingham.
The Eagles there and Hotel California. Well, we've actually come to the end of our allotted time for this evening, but the boss is here, and because we haven't covered half the ground we'd hoped to cover this evening, we're going to throw caution to the wind, and we're going to extend the programme.
And why not?
And why not indeed. Remarkable.
Well, you may remember, of course, last week we did do the Cosmos Countdown, and you've got some gen on there, haven't you? Some information.
I have, yes. The Cosmic Countdown. We analysed the statistics very carefully this week, the full top 100, and this is what it revealed. The artist of the year really had to be Madonna. She had four records in the Cosmic Top 100. Papa Don't Preach at number 2, True Blue at number 4, Borderline at 11, and Live to Tell at number 52. And we think that probably Open Your Heart would have been there too, had it been issued in time to be nominated. Madonna, incidentally, has now sold over 6 million singles in the UK, and that's more than any woman ever in the history of the British recording industry. Top Group of the Year, well, that was Five Star. They had five records in the Cosmic Top 100. Rain or Shine at 23, Systematics at 38, Find the Time at 41, Can't Wait Another Minute at 50, and also If I Say Yes at number 78. They also became the youngest group ever to top the album chart in 1986 with Silk and Steel, of course. The top newcomers of 1986 have to be the House Martins and the Bangles. When we say newcomers, of course, they both had hits, both had releases rather in 1985, but both broke into the top 40 in a big way for the first time in 1986. The breakdown of the nationality of the Cosmic Countdown, there was one record by a Dutch group, well, that was Holiday Rap, the less said about that the better, we think. One record by a Swedish group, being Europe. One artist by an Argentinian Aaron, that was Christy Burr. One record by a Jamaican, that's Boris Gardner. Two records by an Austrian, that was both by Falco. Two by a Trinidadian Brit, that was a British, Billy... What am I talking about? That was Billy Ocean, of course, who had Sad Songs and When the Going Gets Tough. And there were three records by Norwegian artists, A-ha. Then the other 89 records were all by either UK or US artists. 30 were by Americans, and 59 of the top 100 singles of 1986, as voted by the listeners to Cosmos, were by UK acts.
Well, continuing on, taking a look at these Cosmos Music Poll voting slips and looking at the back, we see Philip Wood, who's listening out there in Woodborough. He wrote and says, we don't have to take our clothes off Jermaine Stewart, plus three. You must have liked that one.
Well, that was actually on the voting slip, wasn't it?
Yeah, we put three plus because he liked it.
Okay.
Also, we've got here A and Other from Stapleford. That's the kind of thing you put on credit cards.
Yes.
And Other from Stapleford. And it says here, Dreamtime by Daryl Hall and John Oates, or Daryl Hall, sorry, which got three, because, of course, he wasn't with John Oates on that record, was he? So, hello to you, A and Other, whoever he is, or she is, I mean, I don't know. Also, hello to Bertie out there in Ruddington, I think that is. And he puts, One Great Thing, Big Country would have got three. Hugs and Kisses, but Hugs and Kisses, Human League, is that an album track?
An album track, yes.
I thought it would be. And another record that I think may have actually done very, very well is, well, it is currently number one throughout the nation, Jackie Wilson and Riet Petit.
Well, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that, ooh wee. Look at that, look at that, look at that, ooh wee. Oh, ah, oh, ah, ooh wee. Well, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine, fine.
Wilson at the top of the charts at the moment, and that's called Riet Petit, the sweetest girl in town.
One of the things that we always place a lot of emphasis on here on Cosmos is the value of local talent, and we continually appeal to local bands to send in cassettes of their material. Now, it doesn't matter if the quality of the recording isn't 100%, all right? As long as it's audible and clear, that's all that matters. So if you're in a local band, please send us your material. We do have contacts in record companies now, and we will be able to help you, all right? So please send in your tapes, your demo tapes, and we'll do our best to feature them for you. One band who have done that, although we know absolutely nothing whatsoever about the band, is a band called the Lynch Brothers. Now, they sent in a demo tape. We don't know any of the tracks on it. We don't know what they're called or anything. We don't even know where the band are from. So if the Lynch Brothers are listening tonight, if you can contact Cosmos, and we'll give our address out later on, if you can contact us and let us know a bit about you, what we'll do is we'll try and get you into the studio to do an interview with you or contact you over the phone or something and find out a little bit more about you. But listen to this. This is a great track. It's by the Lynch Brothers, and we think it's called Capital Crime, but we're not sure. Lynch Brothers.
Oh,
a local band with a great sound there. That's the Lynch Brothers, and we believe the track. We presumed actually to call it Capital Crime, but we don't really know. So Lynch Brothers, if you are listening, please get in touch with us by the same means by which you got the tape to us, and we'll do our best to do an interview with you and play some more of your music.
Snowplow, snowplow.
Yes, the Cosmic Snowplow Service. This is another community service brought to you by Cosmos. Now, at the first sign of heavy snow, when the roads start to get cut off, Cosmos Radio will come on air immediately live from our studios here in Nottingham. And we will bring you the very latest information about which villages are cut off in Nottingham, which roads are passable, which roads are impassable. We'll bring you the very latest news on where you can travel to in Nottingham and the surrounding counties. We are in touch with the motoring agencies, and also we have representatives, a network of Cosmos representatives in villages throughout the county, who will bring us bang up to date on where the snow is bad. So the Cosmos Snowplow Service will come on air immediately severe snow starts to fall, and we will stay on air round the clock until it disappears. Another community service from Cosmos Radio.
Plus, also, not only will we be doing that, but over the New Year period, we will be going around clubs, or we're getting DJs in at nightclubs to do the Feel the Music game.
Oh, this is great. Yes, New Year's Eve, you must get yourselves down to one of the clubs in the city, because a lot of them will be taking part in this. Go on, tell them about it, Mike. It's dead exciting.
Well, what it is and what we're going to be doing, they'll be out and about. Our guys will be out and about with their little tape machines, and they'll be recording people saying, Feel the Music.
Or rather, hopefully not saying Feel the Music.
Now, if we say Feel the Music, we either want you to say Feel the Music or Rocking Them in Nottingham. That's right.
So if someone comes up to you with a tape machine and says, excuse me, would you just say Feel the Music, please, into this tape machine, then your reply should be...
Feel the Music.
You burk.
Rocking Them in Nottingham.
Oh, dear me. How many times have we rehearsed this?
We've been doing it a week, haven't we?
So if you say Rocking Them in Nottingham when someone asks you to say Feel the Music, we'll know that you're a Cosmos listener and you will win an instant goodie.
Goodie.
Yes, we've been splashing out. Santa's been to Cosmos again and we've got some goodies.
Is it my turn now? Am I on?
Aye, go on.
Right. Now, I've got to say hello to a guy called Mike Gray who works in a city centre nightclub, you know, called Easy Street there. He's moving in a couple of months or a week's time. He's going down to the Croydon Easy Street, and he must be one of Nottingham's top mixers, unless, of course, you know any better. And if you like, drop us a tape to our address,